USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. It is another miserable day for folks trying to get in and out of the nation's airports. 63% of flight cancellations and 18% of delays are on Southwest Airlines.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because you can't get through. I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
Buffalo, New York officials now confirming 28 storm-related deaths following severe winter weather over the holiday weekend.
We have just recovered another body.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz said the first two deaths reported were determined not to be storm-related. A driving ban is still in effect in Buffalo, and residents are urged to stay home as crews work to clear the roads. Five people were injured when a metro train partially derailed in northwest Baltimore Monday. This woman's brother was on the train and called her after it went off the tracks.
He and the other passengers were afraid that they wouldn't be able to get off of the subway because they were trapped.
Those injured passengers were taken to hospitals. The Metropolitan Transit Authority is investigating what led to the derailment. Stocks closed mostly lower to start the holiday-shortened trading week, with tech shares falling and bond yields rising. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 37 points to 33,241. The S&P 500 lost 15 points to 3,829. The NASDAQ fell 144 points to 10,353. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot drawing, 11 p.m. Eastern, $565 million on the line. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Breaking at this hour, the Supreme Court orders Title 42 to be kept in effect for now. The court voting 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorney generals. Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID-19 public safety health concerns. TikTok is now banned from all mobile devices managed by the U.S. House of Representatives. The House's administrative officer said the app is considered high risk due to a number of security issues and told lawmakers and staff to delete the app. The rule comes as a growing number of state governments banned TikTok over concerns the Chinese government could use the app to track Americans and censor content. The omnibus bill passed last week, including a provision to ban the app on federally managed devices. Officials in Times Square installing new crystal triangles on the ball that will drop on New Year's Eve. Jeff Strauss with Countdown Entertainment says it's an annual tradition.
Every year, Waterford brings us a beautiful new pattern. This year's pattern is the gift of love. It is a circle of hearts entwined together.
The ball is covered in more than 2,500 triangles that light up. The ball will drop Saturday at midnight in Times Square. Comedian Chris Rock, it's another special. Here's Julio Flores.
Netflix will team with Chris Rock for its first ever global live stream event next year. The comedian's March 4th show in Baltimore will stream live on Netflix at 10 p.m. Eastern. The special titled Selective Outrage will be Rock's second for the streaming giant.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,